This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to move on to the third portion of the dua that he gave in the introduction. When he goes on and he speaks about the third portion, وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ, and if he or she was to commit a sin, they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, رحمه الله تعالى, فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ خَيْرًا فَتَحَ لَهُ بَابًا مِنْ أَبْوَابِ التَّوْبَةِ. He said, so if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for his servant, he opens the door from the doors of repentance. That shows you he's moving on to the third portion here. Before we talked about sabr and matafara anha and what emanates from that. Then he goes on to different types of feelings, emotional, spiritual feelings that take place inside of the servant of Allah. He says, والندم والانكسار والذل والافتقار والاستعانة به والصدق اللجأ إليه ودوام التضرع والدعاء والتقرب إليه بما أمكن من الحسنات. So then he goes on and he says, he just gives examples of the feelings that would cause one to seek forgiveness and the ways of seeking forgiveness. If you notice the fiqh bin Waqayim, so he mentions, as he says, if Allah wants good for his servant, he opens for him the door of repentance. And he says regret and brokenness. Inkisar means something that is broken. So you feel broken inside from the sin that you've committed. Wadhul and debasement, to lower yourself. Wal iftiqar, and you feel that you are deprived. Wal isti'anati bihi, and seeking help from him. You notice how Ibn al-Qayyim, it is as though he's mentioning the process of forgiveness. Because firstly, you feel regret. But regret leads to your heart being broken. Like when you feel bad about something, the more you think about it, the more your heart is broken. And then you think of your status with Allah, that I'm so low in front of Allah. How could I have done this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is al-Akbar. He is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. I am depraved without him, al-Iftiqar. Wal isti'ana to be. Therefore, when I feel deprived without him, I seek help in him. Oh Allah, make my heart firm in this religion. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, assist me in asking forgiveness from you. I need that strength even. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa sidq al-laja'i ilayhi. And being truthfulness in your allegiance, in your retreating towards him. Al-luju linguistically even means someone that seeks asylum. Al-laji is someone that seeks asylum. Wa sidq al-laja'i ilayhi, meaning that I am truthful and honest and sincere in this retreating to you, or running towards you, or seeking your assistance and help. وَدَوَامَ تَضَرُّعِ إِلَيْهِ, and consistently begging and beseeching him. And then he mentions, and coming closer to him from what is given. وَتَقَرَّبِ إِلَيْهِ بِمَا أَمْكَنَ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ. And then he mentions another type of seeking forgiveness. And this is from the fiqh of Ibn al-Qayyim. After he mentions all these feelings in the heart and the way of doing things that seek forgiveness from Allah, then he says, and doing whatever he or she is able to from the hasanat, from the good deeds. مَا تَكُونُ تِلْكَ السَّيِّئَةُ بِهِ سَبَبَ رَحْمَتِهِ. And this is important. He says, and coming closer to him from what he or she is able to do from the good deeds, مَا تَكُونُ سَيِّئَةُ, what the evil deed will be, serve as a means for his mercy. Being that evil deed pushed you to have these previous feelings that we talked about, regret, beseeching him, seeking help from him, that evil deed caused that. And because of that, it serves as a means, the sin, served as a means for his mercy. Then he goes on to say, Rahimullah, حَتَّى يَقُولُ عَدُوُ اللَّهِ يَا لَيْتَنِي تَرَكْتُهُ وَلَمْ أُوْقِعَهُ. He says, وَلَمْ أُوْقِعَهُ, until the enemy of Allah will say, I wish that I would have just left him and not put him in that sin, not cause him to do the sin. And this is very, very important, because it is, subhanAllah, hope for all of us as sinners. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kullu bani Adam khata. He said that all of bani Adam are people that make mistakes, and the best of those that make mistakes are the repenters. We think of, okay, the one that makes the ones that repent to Allah, this is the goal of the hadith. But subhanAllah, he's even saying here, the one that commits a sin can look at it as an opportunity to do a good deed, not pushing you to do the sin and not saying, oh, alhamdulillah, each sin that I commit is a mercy. La. It is when you commit the sin, how does it make you feel and what does it cause you to do? Therefore, the sins can be your way to mercy. If the sin and pondering over it and thinking about it and having these feelings in the heart of regret and debasement and brokenness inside from that particular sin, Satan will not want to mess with you. Satan will not want to come around you because he knows if he causes you to commit that sin, you're going to be very much awake of the reality of it and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first part of Ibn al-Qayyim subhanAllah speaking about the beauty of, you know, the relationship of forgiveness or the process of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ghafur, al-ghafil, al-ghafar, forgive us for any of our shortcomings and allow that forgiveness to be manifest through attention of his greatness and making that a means for his mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.